Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. This episode is actually a hype speech. And what is a hype speech? A hype speech is where you are essentially naming what it is that you're talking about, getting really clear on what that is, why you are talking about it or manifesting it, and what are the benefits that come from that manifestation or what you're talking about. And a hype speech is a really great motivational tool for you to use when you are trying to program new thoughts or beliefs into your mind, or honestly, just getting more clarity around the manifestation that you want to manifest. And so this is really a riff kind of speech. And this is from the past. It's a voice note from the past. And for me, because it's about building my abundant business, it talks about abundance, but I want you to really clue yourself into what is it that I'm talking about? Why is it important? And then what are the impacts? What are the benefits? Because those are the three elements that make up a really great hype speech. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you can use that as a motivational tool after the voice note.
I want to help people who are searching and give them the gift of abundance, the gift that I have received, the knowingness that I have now, the faith that I have now, that the world is not actually a scary place, and that the unknown is not actually scary, that when we surrender into the unknown and we have an abundant view of love and connectedness and oneness in the world, and that we are all part of this and we are all doing this together, it's there where the fear, the lack, and the scarcity really leaves us, because we are tuning into a different energy. We're tuning into a different vibration. We're tuning into a different frequency. We're choosing to believe in the good and in the abundance that is flowing around us at all times, through us at all times, in us at all times. That's what we're tapping into. And so that's why I get so jazzed up about teaching and coaching and mentoring around abundance, because it's a whole different way of being, because we're so conditioned and we're so taught from such a young age not to do this, not to do that. This is the way we do things. This is not the way we do things. The world is very black and white. And so when we can start to live in the gray and we can move beyond what is the right thing versus the wrong thing for me to do, and we really look inside ourselves, we really ask ourselves and our alignment and our authenticity, what is really right for me? What does that mean for me? Then that's the right answer. And so you get away from the, I have to do this, or I'm supposed to do this. And you move into a place of, I have the answers, especially when I am in alignment and I am devoting that time and energy and thought into feeling into, what do I actually want? And that's why desires are so incredibly important, because the universe can't give us what we're not saying, that we don't verbalize, or that we're not giving off vibrationally. Essentially, the universe and law of attraction actually do give us all those things, because we're always creating and we're always attracting, but we're doing it unconsciously. And so when we are really in our own alignment and we're in our authenticity and we're asking these questions of, what do I truly desire? then that's when we're really consciously creating, because then at that point, we're very clear about what we actually want, and then it shows up in our life. And so for me, when I'm manifesting and I'm thinking about abundance, I am not just thinking purely about the pile of things, like what I want that comes in physical, tangible form. It's more about how do I want to feel? And that gets back to not living in scarcity and not living in lack and not living in fear and feeling free and feeling authentic. That's really what true abundance is. And when we're in that space, when we're not in scarcity, lack, and we're in our alignment, that is when the things will actually come to us. Because then we don't cognitively just understand it. We do that. But we also know, we have it in our guts, our feelings, that this is right for us. This is authentic to us. And therefore, we know that it's going to happen. And so there's not as much drama around it. But if you're unsure of exactly what you want, or you think you want something, but it's not truly in alignment for you and it's not really authentic, then you're not going to move past that cognitive understanding of it to that knowing place where the manifestations really come and where the abundance really truly comes, because you're actually putting out a vibration that says, I don't actually want this because it's not truly what I want. It's not authentic. So I'll say it's what I want, but it's not really true. So that's really what all that vibrational and manifestation and living into abundance is really all about. And so I want to give that. Like, that's why I'm here. This is what I'm doing. I want to help other people tap into this, become aware of it first, and then tap into it, and then start creating the life that they were meant to have, that they want to create. And I want to have people become brave enough to create the lives that they love, the lives that are magical, the lives that they never really, truly thought could be available to them. I want to show them that it is available, and this is how you do it, and this is how you get there. And abundance is key to that. I want to teach them to step out of fight or flight, to step out of that feeling that you're just living day to day, and you're just living to pay the bills, you're just living to survive, you're just living to move the needle a little bit. That's such survival mode. It's nowhere near thriving mode. And I want everyone to thrive. I want everyone to feel flow. I want people to feel meaningful and purposeful and lit up by what they do. Because this is our life here that we're talking about. And so I want to set people on a pathway to abundance, to feeling abundant. Because when you are in the abundant space, you are not in fight or flight. You are not in scarcity. You are not in lack. You are not in fear. You are in abundance. And so it's so much easier, even from a biological standpoint, to be creating the life you love in abundance as opposed to being in that scarcity, lack, survival mode. Because when you're in that mode, your body and your brain, your ego especially, are just trying to keep you safe. They are literally just trying to move you from day to day, because you live in so much fear and lack. They just move you from day to day. And so I want to get you out of that and put you on the pathway to feeling abundant. And it's my calling, honestly. It's my privilege and a calling. It's my passion to share what I've found so incredibly pivotal for when I was feeling that way, and not only pivotal, but is the way of life that I enjoy today. And again, moving from that fight, flight, fear response into awareness of abundance, into integration of abundance, and then just integrating it even more and more into deeper levels of abundance. This is a journey. It's not a destination. There is no abundant mountaintop. You will feel specifically some abundant highs, of course, but it is a deepening into different levels of abundance. It never ends. And what's so freaking exciting about that is that it's not hard, right? I mean, it is a movement, it is a process, it is progress in changing your mindset and changing your thoughts, your feelings, your words and your actions, and all of that, especially in the beginning, can be more difficult because you're not used to that, because you're used to your conditioning and you're used to how you were brought up. So to change that is not the most easy thing. However, once you get the hang of it and you're going into deeper and deeper levels of abundance, you're more able to walk through that process with any difficulties or blocks that come up, and you're able to move through them more easily because you understand how to do so. And you also understand what beauty comes on the other side of it because you've already seen it. You've already seen the beauty in your life. You've already seen the abundance flowing to you. And so, again, it's really my privilege and passion to be doing this and helping others come to experience the abundant flow that I know as well. And within this, moving from scarcity and lack, you literally expand. You deepen into the levels of abundance that's all around you and within you at all times. And you learn to allow that in a deeper level. And as you do that, your ability to love more expands. Your ability for faith expands. Your ability to live unconditionally, looking at a condition saying, I'm not a big fan of that condition, but I can see on the other side of it. All of this expands. And that, your ability to create, that, all of that is what is so wonderful about abundance and what we're really here for. Because again, we're not here for the pile of things alone. The pile of things is lovely, don't get me wrong, and it will come as we continue to expand into this authentic, beautiful self that we are. But it's this flow, it's this freedom, it's this peace, it's this satisfaction, it's all of these things. That's why we're here. That really is what lights us up. And then from there, when you're in this flow, you can do anything. You can manifest anything. You can have, be, and do anything that you desire and that you want to create for your life. And so it feels so synchronistic. It feels so easy. It feels so flowy. It feels so expansive and limitless and full of love. And you feel like you're thriving and you feel authentic and you feel worthy and you love yourself. And it just feels so damn magical, even though it's not really magic, but and peaceful and unconditional and aligned and authentic and true to yourself. And it's also exciting and spontaneous and it's purposeful and it's meaningful. And you're creative and you're safe and you're energized. And you're connected, and you're confident, and you're open-hearted, and you're open-minded. It is absolutely fucking beautiful, and it is all here for you. Okay, so now let's talk about it. Obviously, that little 12, 13-minute hype speech was for me. So it talked again about what manifestation is, why I care so deeply about manifestation, and why I teach and coach it, and then what the impacts and benefits are, not just for my clients, but for me too, right? To be able to teach and coach around abundance. So in a way, it is a beautiful lesson in what abundance is and how it can impact you. And also, it is a beautiful example of a hype speech. And so, what does a hype speech do for us? Well, it provides clarity. It allows us to essentially riff or go off about
what it is that we are passionate about, what we are wanting to manifest, or we are wanting to get better clarity around speaking about. And not only for myself to understand that, but for me to get into the habit of the practice of the vernacular that I want to use when I speak about abundance. So it becomes a real clarifying experience, because as you're riffing, you're really getting into the feeling aspect of the words that you're saying. And the more that we can get into the feeling aspect of what we're saying, the more that it's going to root deeply in, not just for our clients, but for ourselves. It'll be easy. And so that brings me to my second point, that this kind of riff, this hype speech, allows you to gain confidence. It allows you to gain confidence in what you're saying and how you're feeling. So it's a practice, right? You are going into that confidence of this is the vernacular that I use. This is the feeling when I bring it up. These are the feelings that I have. These are the feelings in their vernacular that I'm sharing with my clients, right? And so it really helps you build confidence, because when we get clear, confidence comes, because now we can practice the clarification that we've gotten. And now we can actually be really confident about our message. And it's also a beautiful verbal reminder to yourself, especially if you're using this type of hype speech to root in beliefs or new thought patterns, that this is what I am training my brain to believe. And in business, this is one of those hype speeches that you can listen to when you're feeling a little bit unclear, or when you're feeling a little unconfident, or when you're feeling tired, right? Like, why am I doing this? Well, the hype speech tells you exactly what it is that you're doing, or what you're talking about, what you're manifesting, why it's so important to you. And then again, what are the impacts, not just for yourself, but for whoever you're sharing it with? So it really gives you this almost light when you're feeling, I'm envisioning a lighthouse, when you're feeling a little overwhelmed, or when you feel a little burnt out, you can come back to this and you can remind yourself of what you're doing. It's almost a motivation in a way, as if it is a vision or mission that you are holding yourself to. And again, it doesn't have to be something in business. It can be a manifestation. I'm manifesting this specific thing, the what. I am manifesting it specifically why, because of blank, and what are the impacts? So hype speeches can be beneficial and motivating for you in your business, in your life, in your manifestation process, in any area that you want to use this. And also, it helps you ground into this, whatever you're using this hype speech for. It helps you really ground into it, to really feel into it, and to expand it, because the more that you get familiar with it, the more that you get clear, the more that you get confident, the more that you feel into it, the more that you live it, the more that you become it, the more that it manifests, you're going to see that you're so familiar with it that it actually expands. It starts to manifest, it starts to come true, and then it feels so good and comfortable now that it's not the unknown, so you're no longer trying to replay it over and over because you're not fully believing it or feeling into it, because you've gotten to that point that you've listened to it so many times that you are in it, you are it, that it actually expands into something different. And this is how we grow and expand anything in our lives. Whatever that hype speech was about, this is how you grow and expand even further into, again, the manifestation, the business, the vernacular you're using, the feelings that you're wanting to have. And the other thing about why this is so powerful is because it's in your voice. And so it's not coming from somebody else's voice. You may think to yourself, if I listen to myself in this hype speech over and over and over every day or however often, is that a little narcissistic? And the answer is no, because you are your best teacher and you are your best inner wisdom. And so when you hear yourself directing yourself to believe or to get really clear and confident about something, instead of hearing it from somebody else, it actually has this energy and power to it that it doesn't when it is coming from somebody else. Because when it's coming from somebody else, especially initially, it's kind of like your brain is thinking about it and there's almost like a buy-in it needs. But when it hears it from you, when your brain hears what you are saying and you are directing it to do and believe, there is already a buy-in. And so it's that much more powerful.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.